Thanks, guys. Sometimes people are confused about what that song's about. So let me tell you real quick. I wrote it from the perspective of a dead man, and he was shot down while standing at the altar by a jealous ex-lover. And I actually clean out storage units for a living when I'm not making $1 million a year playing bluegrass music. And whenever I cleaned out one of these last year, before I released this record, I found a storage unit full of periodicals, and I found this framed up article that explained the story about this poor guy that got shot down. But even more morbid than that, somebody framed it up and stuck it in their storage unit. So I don't know if they were the person who did or what. Anyway, that's what the tune's about. It's on our record. I hope you like original music, guys, because that's mainly what we've been doing. But I've got a cover for you. Oh, thank you. We wouldn't do it if we couldn't, do what we like to do, and that's to write. But I tell you, every now and then, we do a cover tune. This is a country tune you might remember. And I don't know if I've introduced everybody. On the bass, that's my cousin Gary Ray, folks. Make him welcome. And we already introduced Mark on the banjo. He's going to sing this, but we have a special cameo by the mandolin player. You know him, you love him. Make it welcome, Nolan Lawrence. This is an old Hal Ketchum tune, guys. We've had a blast playing for you, and we'll see you tomorrow. We got two sets tomorrow. Check your program. Big thanks to Daryl from the Spinney Brothers for letting Gary use his bass. They're from Canada, and they're up next, guys. Great bluegrass band, so stick around, watch them. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's a little Past the Point of Rescue.